Start your day of the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael and Meir Posen.
This week's address starts off. Vayim Hashem u'Moshe emel l'kayanim b'nei Aaron v'amart alem l'nefesh lo yitamu ba'amov. The Yidua Dika Halacha, the dinim of the parsha of Tumah for the Kohenim. I remember going back quite a few years ago, there was a young man in Bnei Brak from the Mishpocha of those who are close to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who had an accident. I think it was a door slammed on his finger, and his finger was cut off. And it seemed that the Hatzolah managed quickly to put it into ice. I don't know exactly the whole story, but they managed to get into hospital quick enough that they sewed it back on again. But in the hospital they said, they can't be sure it's going to be Matzliach. It'll take 3 days till they know that there's been an actual chibur and it's got back to it. The next morning he came to Shachris, and Reb Chaim saw him there in Lederman. Reb Chaim said to him, what are you doing here? There's Kohenim here, you can't come in. Reb Chaim told him he has to go out, because Eva Minachai is Metaba Bo'el. A finger, a chelik of a finger, each chelik of the finger is an Eva, as it's explained in Sechta Sa'alois. And therefore, as long as it's not grown back and it's not Mechuba, it's got a din of Eva Minachai and it's Metama Boil. I was wondering what would happen if that younger man was a Kohen. Would it be mutzah for him to sew his finger back again or not? It's Poshet, the Gemara in Sechta Nida, takes it as a pastor. The Gemara asks there, Ben Shunamis, Ma'u Shi'itama, the Ben Shunamis. The Elisha did Tchir Samesim for him. What's the din? Is he Metama or not? So the Gemara says, the pastor, Omelhem Meis Metama, the Ein Chaim Metama. He's alive. He's Zichah not Metama. But that, when he's alive, the cold man, it hasn't got back to its Chiyus. It's not Mechubud, not Mechubah yet. What will be the din? Will it be Tumah or not? L'choya, Odom korevets latzmoi. It's part of himself, so it shouldn't be worse than the other korevim. He's allowed to be metama to. So he's allowed to be metama to his finger. But there's an interesting, I saw here that brought down an interesting tshuva for the Noida B'Yehuda. There was a kohen that had to have his leg cut off. It was an accident, or had to have it cut off. And it seemed he had quite a bit of a morbid taste. And he wanted to get achmonas from people. So he wanted to keep the leg and walk around with it to show it to people, look what's happened to me. And the Shaila came to the Noda B'Yehuda. Is he allowed to do that or not? A Kohen, he was a Kohen, and a leg is an Eva, and the Eva is Matama Bo'el. And he wanted to know, is he allowed to walk around with this leg, keep this leg with it and show people what Rachmanis is? Or, whether it needs kvura or not is the mice we know it should be kvura, not because it needs a din kvura, but because it shouldn't cause tumor to others. It's not like a mace that has got a din kvura. I call Bonin the Noda B'Yehuda's got a tshuva about it, and he brings down, he doesn't see any heter. He says, even the heter, which is mentioned in this week's Sedra, that a Kohen is allowed to be metame himself to a mishpocha, to a koriv, to his father, to his close krovim, the Gemara in Nozit of Mem Gimel says that's only if they're sholim. If a person's father's head is chopped off and he's got the body left, he's not allowed to be, the Kohen is not allowed to be metame to his father in such a case. The Gemara is done about it. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, he doesn't see any heter for this Kohen to be metama to his leg. He said also the whole heter of being metama to Krovim is because you're being Osek in the Kvura. It's covered Ameis, you're being Osek in the Kvura. And also because it's Sholem. If it wouldn't, you're not being Osek in the Kvura, so then there's no heter just to take the leg around to showing it to people. It's interesting because Rabbi Yochanan kept a small bone. It must have been he was careful not to go and wear Kohenim out. As far as Mikashia. It wasn't a complete Eva then, because if it's a complete Eva, it doesn't have a Shia. Lemaisa in Hilchas Shabbos, we see there's a Dion Basakona Se'eva, if somebody Chas V'Sholem on Shabbos has an accident or something and there's got a Sakona Se'eva, are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos or not? We know that V'Avta Hashem L'Kecha B'Chol V'Avcha V'Chol Nafshecha, a person has to give himself away completely, but only until V'Chai Bahem. He doesn't need to give, if it's a Sakona Se'eva, then he doesn't need to, he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So the big deal in Halacha, when there's a Sakona Se'eva, is one allowed to be Mechal Shabbos or not? Alidei Akum, you're allowed to. But is a Yid allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a Sakonas Eva, which has not got any Sakonas Chaim? If there's a Sakonas Chaim, there's nothing to talk about whether you're allowed to. But there's no Sakonas Chaim, just a Sakonas Eva, are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? Lemaisa al pi alocha b'stom eitz asa. It's not poshut. A lot days in it. Mechal brings down quite a few days. It's not poshut. So in this case here, if the only way for him to get his finger back is to be over on Issa Deraisa of being Matama himself, and also the doctor's a Yid, the doctor's also got an Issa to be Matama the Kohen, L'Chaya, it's not so possible to be allowed to put it back. L'Maisa, while I was preparing the Shia, I noticed that Diuk and Rashi used to for him don't bring down. Rashi there in Noziv, when Rashi's explaining the Gemara brings down there about Achoysa, he was allowed to be Matama to Achoysa Apsula. So Rashi explains that she'im nifrad mimena eva, if one of her evarim separated from her, bein b'chaya, bein b'moysa, ein mitama lo, you're not allowed to be mitama to her. Lefi she'ein oda mitma lo lo v'lo el echod mishak krevov. A person is not allowed to become not allowed to mitama himself, a kohen in other words, is not allowed to mitama himself, not to his sister, not to shak krevov, al eva minachai. If there's an Eva and a Chayt, an Eva is not allowed to be Metama. So Rashi adds on another sentence. Lefi, she'ena yochel lachziroi l'kemoish shahoyo mitchila. Because you can't put it back to like it was beforehand. I didn't say anybody would be Medayat this Rashi, but Rashi says over here quite clearly, it's much more for Rashi, that if you could bring it back to the original position, to it would grow back again, you could put it back to Mechaber to the body, there's much more Rashi l'chay that would be Muta. Tzorachiyam, I haven't seen anybody who speaks about it more than that. Why were the Kohenim Zoicha to this Parsha of Tumah? So there's a Medrash that says an interesting thing. The Medrash says in this week's Sedra, brings down the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yiras Hashem Tohira Imedis La'ad. When there's Yiras Hashem, and the Yiras Hashem is Tohira, is pure Yiras Shamayim, it's Imedis La'ad, it stays for Netzach. Omer Reb Levi, Miyirosh Nisyora Aron, the years Hashem, the years Shemaim HaTohira, the Aron HaKohen had, Lifnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Zocha Shenitno Loi Parsha Zu. He was there that this Parsha was given to him for his children and Einik Lech Ad Sof HaDeiris. She'ein Nezozo Mimeno, O Mibonov, O Mibnei Bonov, Ad Sof Kol HaDeiris. Ve'eze Zu Parsha Sameis. That's what it says in the Medrash. L'chira, Dabim Fashtein, what's the kasher of Yir Shamayim to the Dinei Tuma? Why? Because Aaron has got had Yir Shamayim, which Yir Shamayim is supposed to have got, goes through Ad Sof HaDeiris. That's the reason why they need this Pasha, they were given this Pasha, that they don't need to be Metamed to Kohenim. I've heard over the years, over the yesterday, I found in a Sefer, in a Anaf Yosef, on the sides in Medrash, there's a Agos there, and he brings down, he's Medama this, to the Yudurdik Gemara in Brochus. Hey. The Gemara brings down the Lo'ilom Yagiz Odom Yitzhar Toiv and Yitzhar. So you do, a person is supposed to be the whole time ready in his Muhammad with his Yitzhar Toiv and Yitzhar. If it goes, if it's okay, then Mutav, Imlav Yasuk Batoira. If he doesn't manage, then he should be Oisuk Batoira. If it goes, Im not Tzchoy Mutav, then Imlav, if he doesn't go, then he should say Krishma. If not, if he managed to deal with Yitzhar through Krishma, very good. If not, Yaskil Yoyim Amisa. Yom HaMisa is the top darga, the strongest form of managing to deal with the Yetzara. I call Bonin from this Gemara, you see that not everybody has to come to Yaskel Yom HaMisa. If he manages with Torah or he manages with Krishma, then he doesn't need to carry on to the next stage. So he says that Aaron HaKohen was in the darga of his Yer Shemayim, that he doesn't need the Keseda Dika reminder of Yom HaMisa. The Kohenim, they've got the Yerushalayim that the Vyashin has gone through the Darius, Ad Sof HaDeiris, is supposed to be enough to keep them going, that they don't need a continuous reminder of being Oisik and Mesim. The emphasis is that the chinuch also says that the whole union of being oisik with mesim, the chesed of mesim, the whole union is the person should realize it's our averus that cause us to die. It's these onshim come because of our mesim, and a person should be mahara b'tshuva. Where do we see the Yir HaShamayim of Aaron HaKohen? Of course, there's no debate about that. But there's one place where it's stressed, an interesting stress in the Torah. In Parshas Ba'al Yischa, it says, Vayas Kein Aaron, El Mu Pnei Amoneo, Helo Nereso Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. The Pasuk says that Aaron HaKohen, he lit the menorah in the Mishkan. Vayas Kein Aaron, El Mu Pnei Amoneo, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. So the Mefarshim already tell them, what's the Chiddush, what's this long, the whole posset coming to tell us that Aaron did Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, it's obvious, what then would he do if he didn't do Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe? Rashi on the spot, Rashi says there, it's a Sifri, Lahagid Shvochi Shalan Shaloi Shino. The posset come and tell us, Chiddush Shvochi Shalan, that he didn't change anything. What do you mean? What's the godless of Aaron? Aaron was lighting the menorah in the Mishkan and he didn't change anything? So the Mesvarim Amazbe, that the godless of Aaron was that B'meshach 40 years, day in, day out, he lit the menorah, and he lit the menorah every day just like he lit it the first day, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. He didn't try to chat malochim, he didn't try to close his eyes and get all sorts of madrigas and every day try to do it different than he did the day beforehand. He did it exactly like he was told the first time, like the Rebbein Shlomo had told him, and that's how he carried on B'meshach 40 years. That's a gewaltige hisbatlus to the Rebbein Shlomo. That's what Yir HaShamayim is about. A complete ich bin nicht, is a complete hisbatlus. I'm not coming trying to come along with my own deus and my own ideas, etc. It's a complete hisbatlus kasher shino, kasher tziva Hashem es moshe lelamcha shvochoi shaloi shino. They say Reb Gershon Edelstein, one of his betlach, he says, Shev, the Olim use the Losh Shev Al Tasa Odif. He says, Shev, Zitz, Al Tasa Odif. Mach nicht besser. The people are busy the whole time trying to do sein Ebuchacham, trying to do noch besser. Shev, Al Tasa Odif. Mach nicht besser. In this week's Edra, we've got the Pasuk, Osfatim Lechem, Mimochas HaShabos, Not only are we in the Yemei HaSfira, which is already a reason to speak about Sfira Sayima, but it's also this week's Sedra, so we definitely can't ignore it. The Chinuch, the Yidur the Kechinuch, which everybody mentions it and speaks about it, but I think there's a new message one can get out of it, which is noticed soon in Svarim. The Yidur the Kechinuch brings down that Mishoshi HaMitzvah, from the Shoshim of the Mitzvah Sfira Sayima, Derech HaPshat, is that the Ikka of Yisrael, Eine El HaTorah, Omifnei HaTorah, Nivru Shemayim V'aretz. The whole Tachlis of Klal Yisrael is to get to the Torah, and that was the reason why the Bereshit created the world. V'hi HaIkka, V'asibah Shenigalu, V'yotzu Mitzrayim, that's the reason why Akshpochot HaKasal to Mitzrayim, that's the Ikka, Kadishi, Kablu HaTorah B'Sinai. Omifnei Kein carries on the Chinuch. We're mitzuva to count from Pesach till Shavuos. Laharos b'nafsheinu hachefetz hagodol, to show in our nefesh, to show inside ourselves the chefetz hagodol, the gewaltige cheshik that we've got. Elayoyim hanichbad hanichsef lelibenu, to this special day, this day that we're waiting for, the unwaited day, ke'eved yishav tzeh, like an eved who's just waiting to be released, v'yimle tomid mosa yove eis hanichsav elov. The Bali Musa speak about this a very lot, which is not the place we're going to get to do that now, but there's a gewaltige message that this chinuch is telling us. This chinuch is telling us that k'day to be able to get the right hashpos and to use the Yom HaGodol, the Yom HaMatan Torah, like it should be, if we've got she'ifas, I mean, we create inside ourselves she'ifas that we want it, so then we're preparing ourselves in a way to get the hashpos min hashamayim. I say to my Talmidim that somebody doesn't want, if a boy would come to his father, and he's got no reason why he really wants it. He just asks his father, can you buy me a parka pen? And then an hour later he meets his father again, have you bought me the parka pen? And it goes on like that, day after day after day. Daddy, have you bought the parka pen? Can I have a parka pen? He didn't really want it at the beginning. But eventually, after asking him so many times, it'll make an effect on him. He'll tucker want it, and when he gets it, he'll be so pleased he got it. The Chinuch is teaching us that if a person can create himself to have she'ifas, and then if you've got the she'ifas taka are goyim that you matzliach afterwards. We see this idea of she'ifas, that if a person, a very, very interesting thing, in a posse that we say every Shabbos, I don't know how much we even notice what we're saying. We say in Kabbalah Shabbos, Moshe v'Aaron b'choyanov, Moshe v'Aaron b'choyanov, Ushmuel b'kori shmoi, kori mel Hashem v'hu yanim. The pasuk tells us that these people have got a galatka koyach atfila, the kirim el Hashem, they call to Rabbi Shalom v'hu yanim, and Rabbi Shalom answers. Who are these people? There's Moshe, and there's Aaron b'choyanov, there's Shmuel anovi, and there's kori shmoi. What's kori shmoi? I saw it bring down, I didn't actually find, there is a medrash that says it's more or less the same thing, but I saw somebody, Meir Mizrahi, I don't know who it is, it's the Mizrahi, Bal Pri Chobi Oretz, he brings down a gewaltige gezach. He says that for 40 years before Shmuel was born, Yotze Basko Leitze, and was announced, Osid Tzadik Echod Shmoy Shmuel Livolid. There's going to be, a Basko came out, and the Losh in the medrash is Mitzpoitzes B'chol Oretz. It was announced all over the whole world, the whole Eretz Yisrael heard that there's going to be a tzaddik who's going to be born, and he's going to be a Novi, and he's going to be called Shmuel. So he carries on, he says, B'meshach these 40 years, every woman who had a baby, it was a boy, not everyone, many women who had babies that were born, they wanted their son to be the Novi. So they called the son Shmuel. But the Baskol carried on going, and they realized it's not the Shmuel, until finally Shmuel was taken, born Shmuel Bechana was born, and then the Baskol stopped. So he says, all those who call the son Shmuel, because they hoped that he'll be the Novi, they were all Zoicha, that the children became Neviim in Klal Yisrael. Zochu leNevua. The Etzem Zach that they had a she'ifa, that they wanted to be there, they wanted to get there, they were zeicha, that their children were not Sam. They were in a matzav that what? That when Kirim El Hashem Hu Yanim, they got to the darga, special matonas min Hashemayim, that Rebbe Shem gave them because of the she'ifa that they had. So that's the matorah, that's the aim of to count the days. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a new habit now amongst the young chassanim and kallahs, that when there's a chosn and they're getting closer, chosn and kallah are getting closer towards the chassana, so it's a very common thing now. Everything that one person does, the others copy it. So it becomes a habit amongst many families that the tzad hachosn prepare a chant, they call it Sfiras HaOmer, a chant of 50 days before the chasna, and they stick sweets on it, and every day the color takes one sweet off, and that actually counts the days to the chasna. That's what says the chinuch. That is what the Sfiras HaOmer is supposed to do, is to be ma'ir ba'as, the gewaltige simcha that we're coming towards the Matan Torah. They say the Chazon Ish, when he was a kid of a 3-year-old, he finished learning Aleph Beis. He took his father's hand, went to the Sfarim cupboard, and pointed to the Shas. He told his father, I know all this. His father said, what do you mean? You just now finished Aleph Beis. You don't even know how to read yet. He says, no, I know every letter in this Shas, in this set. It's not goyness, that's she'ifas. If you've got the she'ifas, then Beis Shem helps you get there. The Bali Musa, and Sfira is the time of the preparing for Torah, so that's where the Bali Musa, I've got a lot of what to say. The Bali Musa say that there's 49 days of Sfira Sa'ima. Every day, one's supposed to work on one of the kinyoni atira, the memches kinyoni atira, 48 kinyoni atira, and on the last day one chazes over all the 48. When one looks at the kinyoni atira, it gets a bit scary. How's it possible for me? Does that mean I won't be able to be kinyoni atira? There's a gewaltige, we call it a deduction, a nechama from the Gaon. The Gaon says on Eishes Chayil, Eishes Chayil is merames to Torah. Chayil is gematria memches 48. Eishes Chayil goes on Torah that you kina through memches kinyan atira. It says Rabbis bonos osu chayil vaat olis al kolono. Says the Gaon that since it's not possible for one person to be able to do all the memches kinyan atira, so therefore, the way to do it is that many Tamid Chachamim get together, and between them, each one manages to get one of the Kinyoni Atira. So that's what Pshat. Rabbis Bonois, that's many Tamid Chachamim Osu Choyel. Together, the Rabbis did Choyel, they did the Memches Kinyoni Atira. Va'at Aleph Tov is a remez to the Torah, Kol Atira. At least Al Kulon, you came out above all of us, Al Kulam, that B'schus, the Memches Kinyon Atira, the whole Beis Hamedrash of all the Tamid Chachamim together, that they have done together, the Memches Kinyon Atira, that is the way to be Kinyon Atira, and then the Torah comes along. Akol Bonim, today is Chav Zayin of the Sfira, 27. There's different Nuschois in the Nusach of the Mishnayis, but in the nusach that I've got here in front of me, number 27, the kinyan number 27, is Hasomeach Bechelkoi. L'chayra, if one thinks of it without going into very deeply, Sameach Bechelkoi, L'chayra, it shouldn't be its place as one of the kinyan atira. Sameach Bechelkoi, the person is satisfied, he's happy with what he's got. When it comes to Teira, a person should be wanting more and more, never be satisfied and trying to get more and more. How come Sameach Bechelkoi is one of the kinyan atira? The Mishnah, just before the Kinyan Atira, the famous Mishnah, which people get scared when they hear the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kachi Dachi Shul Teira, Pasbu Melech Teichel, Amayim Bam Surya Tishte, Vala Oretz Tishon, Chayet Tzah Tichye, Uba Teira Ata Omel. Ima Ato Eisek Ein Ashecho, Vatev Lecho Ashecho, Vatev Lecho Vatev Lecho Alayin Amav. Although you do it like a Mishnah. The Mishnah, Lechira, says Dal Sheni. It needs a Hezba. First of all, I heard from Leib Gorovitz, the Sal, if you look in the Mishnah, there's a change in the Loshen. The Mishnah starts off, Toichal, Tishte, Tishon, Tichye, all in the Loshen Osid. When it comes to Torah, it says, the Torah Ata Omel, the Loshen Hoiva. What's the change of the Loshen? Why does the Tana change its Loshen? Secondly, the Mishnah carries on and it says, Imat Oisekein, Ashecho V'Toiv Lecho. And it explains, Ashecho Bo'ilom Hazeh, and Toiv Lecho Bo'ilom Abo. So Bishlema Tevlecha Ba'olam Abba, I can understand that somebody's Ado Ala Oretz Tishon, he doesn't have any Olam Hazeh. When he gets to Olam Abba, he'll get Tevlecha. But to say somebody sleeping on the floor is Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh? Where's the Oisha by sleeping on the floor but not eating what he wants to eat? Why is that called Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh? There's another Mishnah, the period beforehand. Also a famous Mishnah that we all know. Yehuda Metema Oima. Heve Az Kanome Vekal Kaneshe Verotz Katsiyu Yigibir Kari Lassus Ustein Avicha Shav HaShamayim. Yehuda, the Memra, that's one of his Memras. The Mishnah brings down three quotations from Rebbe Yehuda Metema. That was the first one. The second one he carries on. Hu Aya Oima. Az Ponim Legehenem Oboishis Ponim Legan Eden. And then the third quotation, Hu Ayoima, Ben Chomish Shonu Namikra, Ben Esh Shonu Mishnah, Ben Sholish, as we know, the Yedur Dika Mishnah. Lechoyah here as well, there's quite a few questions to understand. First of all, he starts off, Heve Az Kanome. And then immediately after, in his second quotation, he says, Az Ponim Legehenem. What's going on here? He's trying to put us all into Gehenna. Where? What? He's trying to tell us something. What's he telling us here? The next, He suddenly says he had tefillah. He writes him mufnach Hashem elokeinu v'kadosh yivonu mitzvah tefillah that we all know that when we finish off davening or finish Sfiras HaOmer or finish up, we say this tefillah. What on earth is he saying this tefillah here in the middle? Or if it would be at the end of his quotations, okay. If it would be at the end of a perek, okay. He's in the middle of his quotations on this second one, before the third one. Suddenly he writes him mufnach Hashem elokeinu v'kadosh yivonu. How does he come in here? What on earth is he doing here? And also, what is the teichon of the tefillah? Shibon of Yisrael. What's the connection between the two things together? And then he carries on the whole list. What's the connection of the three things together? What is the Rebbe Yehuda Tamer telling us? The Emes is one can be marach here against the shmuz about the whole thing. To go short, when Akash Bochur gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Chazal tell us when the Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma. So Malachim came down and were Kishuk Sorim. They tied crowns to each year, to each neshama that was standing there, Neged Nasa v'Nishma. From that, the Sforim explained that every yid, every neshama that was Bahar Sinai was zichah to his own personal chelik in Torah. The same chelkenu b'seirah secha. And a person, over the years, as he works in Ovel b'Torah, he can get to his personal chelik in Torah. Today, that a person should get to where he's supposed to get to, the Rebbe Shalom has implanted in us a gewaltige push that we're not satisfied, we want more and more and more and more. A person's got a push the whole time to go further. And the idea of the push is to give us the push that we should be sure, we should try to get to Avedis Hashem to get where we're supposed to get to. If we use this push in the right direction, in Ruchnias, then we get a gewaltige sipuk. There's a satisfaction which you can't get anywhere else. But unfortunately, many of us use this push also, or maybe only, for gashmias. It's a thing which, as you do, if you look around the world, wherever there's yidden, the yidden normally get much further than the goyim. Wherever there's a yiddish kehila, they get the. Besides for the gashmias of driving around in cars that goyim don't have, and the average goy doesn't drive around the sort of car that a yid drives around, but also we see that they get into the government and these sorts of things, when the percentage of yidden is much, much smaller, and it doesn't make sense how the yidden get there. But that's because the yid has got a drive inside him, a push inside him, and when it's using his drive for gashmias, he doesn't have any satisfaction for him, he keeps pushing further and further and further. If he manages to direct his push to Torah, then he gets satisfaction, and it's used for the ruchnis and helps him get to where he's supposed to get to. Comes along Yehuda ben Tamer and he's telling us this in short words that you should know. There's many koiches in people. There's a koich of az, there's a koich of rats, there's a koich of kal, kemeshev, giboy. There's so many koiches that person has. You've got to use them in the right direction. You've got to use them. If you're doing them, then you'll be able to get to the right things and you'll have a satisfaction. How do you do that? See, so first of all, you have to know that if you don't use the az the right direction, then az ponim legehenim. If you're using the az, lasa shesein avicha shebashamayim, that'll get you to where you want to get to. How do you do that? See, if you realize, yirotzim ulfonecho, Hashem elekinu velekei avisinu, shibonu bisamidosh, we're only here temporarily. The ik is to get to the next world, ik is the bonu bisamidosh. That's the aim. He's not being misspelled. He's guiding us how to go about it. That your sheifas are that you're being misspelled the whole time to get to your bonami samidosh. Then also the same chalkeinu b'seirah sacha, you'll also get to your chelik, our chelik in Torah. Then he goes along and he starts describing how to do it. The whole list of ben chomish shonim, the mikro, ben esod, the mishdo, that's telling you how to use, when to use the koiches and how to go about the koiches. If you're talking, taking your push, you're taking your drive, and you're using it in the right way, so then it'll lead you over to the place you're supposed to get to. Says the Mishnah, Pasa Melech Teichel, Mayim Bam Sura Tishta. It's not that people think that to be a Ben Torah, you have to sleep on the floor and you have to eat dry bread. No. You eat what you need, you sleep how you need to sleep, you do what you need to do. The Shaila is where your Sheifas are. Where's the Osid? What are you aiming for? So therefore, when all the things that describe the gashmis that you're looking for, it says in Loshen Osid, your push, your drive should be relaxed, should be quiet, should be directed to Torah. Therefore, you should be satisfied for the future. That means today, you don't need to worry about what we're going to eat tomorrow. Today, what you've got, you're allowed to eat tasty bread. But as far as your she'ivas are concerned, they should be passive. And now you're being omel v'teira. It's talking about the she'ifas. If you manage to direct your drive and your she'ifas in the right direction, you're delighted in this world because you're relaxed. Somebody who actually moderates a Messiah, he's never got peace of mind. He's the whole time in a drive and a push, and he's never satisfied. But if you manage to be mechaven all your drives to the right direction, then Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'tevlecha l'olam haba. So Mele is not a pele that Samech v'chelkoi that's going on. The Gashmius is one of the kinyanei atira. If you've got Samach Mechelkis, and then Taka, you'll get to the right place. The Yudhudiki Gemara, which was also in the Yumea Sphira, especially when we're talking in the Sphira, we can't not mention it. The Gemara brings down the Yavamis. Omru shneim os elef zugim tamidim hayu lo Reb Akiva. Reb Akiva had 12,000 pairs of tamidim. That means 24,000 tamidim. Migavus atan tifrus v'kula meisim perik echad b'fenishu loy nodu kovet zel ozeh. They all died at the same time because they were not no kovet zel ozeh. V'hayu elem shomeim ad v'hayu elem shomeim. The world was empty. Rashi says shomeim that Torah was nishkach miYisrael. The Torah, that if we think a little bit about it, we're talking about the Dor of Tanoim, Tamidei Reb Akiva, 24,000 Gedolei Hador, Tamidim of Reb Akiva, were nifta. When Chas Shalom, a godless nifta, the whole world is in Zazeh. I mean, for once, 24,000 Kefila Cheshvin Nivarim, once the Cheshvin, they come out, there's over 500 Levayas of Gedolei Hador every day, from Pesach to Atzeres. The Ramkol going around, whole basis all Yivkus Asefa, and it's an unbelievable thing that happened here. And the Chazal, the Pasuk, the Gemara says that there's Atshed Shtakach Torah Misot near Shomim. Until Atshavor Bakiva is Rabbeinu Shabedorim, the Shon Olehem, and he found another four or five Talmidim. There's different stories about that. The Heim Amid Torah Oyzis Shot. Tana, the Gemara finishes off. We learned Kulam Mesu Mipesach Va'Adatzeres. So this is also a Maimah Chazal that needs explaining. First of all, why does the Gemara stress? Why does the Gemara say Shneim Osa Elef Zugim? Why does the Gemara just say Asim Va'Ava 24,000 Talmidim? And the Gemara is telling us that Lemaisa, they could get on with each other. Each one had a Chavrusa. Well, like nowadays in the Beis HaMedrash, Yeshiva, they say that somebody once came along to a Yeshiva to put his son in Yeshiva, and he says, I can't, I haven't got room. So he says, yeah, but there's a boy without a chavrusa, you've got an odd number. He says, yeah, but if I take another one, I'll have two without a chavrusa. Nowadays, we see it the whole time, how difficult it is to match out chavrusa. There were 24,000, and each of them were paired up. That means they got on with each other. Nevertheless, Leinogu kovet zeh lezeh, and mekulam meisu bepeik echot. That's obvious. Why do we should not do it in such a way that they should become ill and slowly? And in the meantime, each one will set up a yeshiva or a kollel and talmidim, and then they won't come to a matzah. Ad sheshomeim, the world become empty from Torah. Elamai, it's mashma from this. Rebbe Yishon did it in such a way. They took them away so quickly without giving them any warning that they didn't have time to set up Torah for the Hemshech of the Deiris. It seems that Rebbe Yishon had something against their Torah. The Torah wasn't cracked. Rebbe Yishon didn't want that Torah to go weiter. What was wrong with their Torah? And that adds on, why dafka be Pesach at Shavuos? What's special in this time that happened dafka in this time? There's the Yidur Adik Mishnah in Ovis. Reb Chanina Medesa says, Kol sheyiras chetoi kodemes lechochmosoi, chochmosoi miskayemes. Kol shechochmosoi kodemes yiras chetoi, ein chochmosoi miskayemes. If the yiras chetoi comes before the chochma, then the chochma is miskayem. And if the chochma comes before the yira, then it's not kayem. What's pshat in this thing? L'chayra, there's a very poshta question. Somebody doesn't know anything, he's starting on fresh. He's just come into the world, he's got no idea what's going on. His first thing is, he must start off with Chochmah. He must start off with the Yediyah. And then afterwards, from that, he can learn that there's such a thing as Yirat Shamayim. So how is it possible to have Yirat Shamayim as the Chochmah? The first stage always has to be Chochmah, and then afterwards you come to Yirat. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Gavaltik Zachbe, that Kodemes doesn't mean according to the clock. What comes first? Kodemes means what's priority first? What's more choshev? Why are you going to learn? Are you going to learn like a student goes to university to study and get a few more pages of the Talmud Babli? Or are you going to learn because you want your Shemaim, because you want the Torah to make a change by you, you want to shtag, you want to know how to live like a Yid? My father told me, Oliver Shalom told me, the first time we went to Yisrael, I think it was in 1969. I remember the whole thing, the family all talking about it. My parents, they popped over to Yisrael for 6 days, 7 days. It was a huge thing, just not long after the coastal was able to get to it. He came back with lots of stories. One of the stories says, you're sitting on a bus in Yerushalayim, and a friar lady, Ansnirsti, got onto the bus with a big, huge bag. She sat down on a chair, pulled out of the bag a huge Gemara Sanhedrin, folded her legs, opened up the Gemara, and she's a Masnit, learning. Bistoma, she was studying law, and in our Talmud Babli, we've got laws that suit them, so therefore she had to study Chalokim of the Gemara. That is Chochmosai, not even Kodemes the Yirasi, because I don't want the Yirasi Bechlav, but that's called Chochmosai. The Matara, the aim of it is not to get to become, to be Chazik Yerushalayim at all. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda that if the Chochmosai is, if the Yirasi is Kodemes the Chochmosai, that means you're going to learn because you want to know how to be zechsefer in the Ayid, and how to steig and get more Yerushalayim, so then the Chochmosim is Kayemes. Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were learning in a yeshiva where the message, the motto of their yeshiva was Omer Rabbi Akiva, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah V'Ahavta Rechah Kamecha. That was the message of the yeshiva. That should be the whole atmosphere of the yeshiva. I suppose all the shmuzin, every time Rabbi Akiva got up to speak to Talmidei, he went on V'Ahavta Rechah Kamecha, Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. And at that point, they were nichshol shloi nagu kovet zeh lazeh. And when was that? Dafka during the Yemei Asfira. That's Achona for Matan Torah. That's the daga that Klal Yisrael got to, the highest daga they ever got to. Where Chazal described what's the highest daga of Klal Yisrael? Ish echot belev echot. That the Ben Adam lechaveria, the ish echot belev echot. That's the spitz, the top of Klal Yisrael. And that's the tkufa when that became a tvi on them. Therefore, if they were not coming to yeshiva to change themselves and to correct their ma'asim, can move on. We talk about tanoim, and we don't know. We've got no idea what tanoim are. Far away from us, not for us to judge them. But can we, what Chazal give us that we're supposed to learn our message from that? If that's the case, then it was a chisoin in the Torah. It was a gedda of yiru of chachmosoi kudemis liyirosoi. So therefore, Rabbi Yisrael did in such a ad shenir oilam shomim shenishtakach Torah. I want to finish off with a kasha that's been disturbing me for many years. I've got a bit of a teretz, maybe it's even right, but the teretz is not as good as the kasha. Chazal tell us in the Gemara Nida, that a person can't get anywhere in Torah without tefillah. As much as you need hasmoda and you need to learn like to shteig, you need to have Torah, you need to have tefillah as well. Ha b'loy ha, learning without davening, or davening without learning, loy sagi won't get you anywhere in Torah. If that's the case, then why on earth is it not mentioned in the Memches Kinyonei HaTorah that one of them should be tefillah? There's no mention of it. So, Adi Rabbi, if somebody's got something to suggest about it, I'll be pleased to hear. Adi Chavez.